Mark, there's a high-rise on Central Avenue that hit the big 6-0 this year, and the people who live inside celebrated that birthday like you would your own good friend.
For it's a jolly good building, for it's a jolly good building.
And nobody can deny that when it comes to Phoenix. 60 is a pretty ripe age for a high-rise. The Phoenix Towers will be featured in an urban living tour this Saturday, but the show's Annika Klein got a sneak peek and some cake.
It was February 24th, 1957. And the paper boys and girls of Phoenix had a hefty edition of the Arizona Republic to toss onto front porch steps that morning. 19 pages of that paper were about one building. The headline, "The City Grows Up with Phoenix Towers."
19 pages. Think about that. They took out a 19-page insert to say, this is who we are. You know, we hit the big time now, right? You know, we're a big city. We're not just a cow town.
Dan Schilling has lived in Phoenix Towers since 2000. We're in the lobby, where pages from that newspaper article are on display in large frames. Details about the project next to ads for vinyl floor tiles and carnation instant milk crystals. This 14-story building was such a big deal because it was the first residential high-rise in Arizona.
A lot of very strong vertical and horizontal lines, you know, cement, you know, bare cement showing, columns showing, not a lot of decoration on it.
But then, in contrast, it's pink.
It's pink, yeah. And it's always been pink, as far as I know.
Today, the pastel color might be the building's most noticeable quality, now that so many other tall buildings have popped up around it. But Schilling, like a tour guide in a museum, can point out all the details that made this building the talk of the town.
First underground parking garage in the Southwest.
On the seventh floor, we emerge from the elevator to an open-air hallway, another hallmark of the building. One side overlooks the roof of the Heard Museum.
And that is a community garden for our residents right there. That used to be shuffleboards and whatnot.
Some things change.
Some things change since 1957. You know, community gardens instead of shuffleboards. We have a dog park on that side for those.
That used to be a mini golf course. Different interests now for the 21st century residents here, but they're proud that the building itself hasn't been erased. We move to the other side, looking west.
Almost every building you're looking at here, you know, south, this is the Dial Building. Mm-hmm. Almost every one of those mid-rises there, they're all within the last year or two. Yeah, boy, the face of this town has changed.
The light rail slides down Central Avenue through a scrambled timeline of architecture, with Phoenix Towers marking the mid-50s. It's a grandmother of sorts to these other residential buildings, because when it was first built, some people scoffed at the idea.
I mean, the argument was in the 50s, you know, Phoenix is sort of suburbia on steroids, right? It's spread out, it's horizontal living. So there was a sense that this wasn't going to work in Phoenix.
But it did. Today, you've got an apartment boom downtown. But don't call Phoenix Towers an apartment building. It's actually a co-op, which you still don't see a lot of here. That basically means everyone's unit is like a share in a company. Everyone pitches in for repairs. Everyone has a say in what changes.
You're part of a really interesting, unique story of, you know, Phoenix's history.
So the residents decided to recognize that history by nominating the building for the National Register of Historic Places.
That's when your building turns 50, right? So in 2007, we decided to apply for it.
And they got it. Sure, it makes repairs a little trickier. When they replaced all the windows, they had to find windows that looked just like the old ones. But it means the towers are here to stay, no matter who moves in. It gives new meaning to that headline from 1957. The city continues to grow up with Phoenix Towers. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.